Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
92.9 Podcasts powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at Action247.com.
Jeff Cock in. Don't join us. He's scheduled to, scheduled to join us today at 1:25.
Does he have something that might come up?
You just never know, man. You never know with him. He is scheduled to join us at 1:25. Do want to pass along some news here related to the University of Memphis football program. Peter Parrish, transfer portal.
Get ready to slumber.
Damn. Goodbye, Peter. I will never forget. What game was it? Navy?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Buddy.
He was getting knocked around, too, man.
That was.
Is that the one where he was just getting hammered?
He had to walk.
At the end of the game, he took a shot.
So that playoff Jalen Hurts could run. That was like if Jalen Hurts' performance happened in college at the University of Memphis against Navy, that was it. That was it. Well, but they let him throw like four times. They should have. I don't remember what his numbers were. I'm not trying to be hard on him. He wasn't a very good quarterback. It is what it is. You know, life goes on.
Do you realize that that man was at LSU at one time?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Navy. I'm sorry. I don't remember who it was. Who was it, man?
I think that's why I was laughing because
it was somebody.
Central Florida.
Was it? Was it that one?
Yeah. Is that the one he started? I think you're talking about where he started and they barely threw it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Seth got hurt against Navy, and then Parrish started the next game against UCF.
And they did let him throw it. He aired that thing out, dog. Like, it was out at the club.
It was not letting him throw when he came in to replace Seth Hennigan against Navy. I think you were right about that part.
That was it. He did appear in another game where he was basically, hey, handed off $1,000. UCF, 31-48. I think this was his only start at Memphis. 31-48.
Oh, he got a chance.
215, three picks, six sacks.
Yeah, they were knocking him around. It was hard.
Former LSU quarterback, obviously. He appeared in another game, but he did not record a stat.
Poor Peter.
Because
y'all got Peter, the new A-Lo. Now he your guy.
Because he was just basically instructed to hand the ball off. It's like, you know, you can like see him like he's got the headset in his helmet. He's like, okay,
you know, him and A-Lo are actually similar. They both like throwing the ball out of bounds.
Man, I mean, Peter.
I know you couldn't help yourself.
Peter did throw that thing everywhere, man. But yes, after a few seasons, two seasons? I think maybe three. When did he get here?
Two sounds about right. Was he here? He was not here 3 years waiting around. Surely not. Yeah, it was two.
Okay. I mean, it all blends together. You know what I'm saying? Everything can.
He's not an All-American. We know that.
He transferred at 2020, August 2020. Sorry. So yeah, after basically two seasons.
Where do you go if you're him?
Like Murray State.
Murray? Do they have a football program?
I don't give a damn.
Where'd my guy that lost to David? Where'd David Moore end up?
Oh, like D2. I don't know.
Some Illinois, right?
No, that's Brady Davis.
He's at Illinois State. Yeah, I think.
You telling me that David Moore didn't end up at one of the Illinois? Something Illinois?
There's a lot
Central Michigan. He went to Central Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he ever started.
But to that point, there's options galore
for
Peter Parrish.
Okay.
Yeah, in 2019, which appears to be the last time that did he switch to defensive back? They might have switched because he got a pass defended stat in 2020. At Central Michigan, does David Moore.
Now, you've got a freedom prep.
Wow.
There's a kid coming in from Memphis that's going to would be the backup, right? The tall kid?
Tevin Carter. Is he not the highest-rated quarterback prospect?
I mean, is that your number two right now?
Well, no, because you still have Gunnell. So we'll see.
Oh, Grant's still in the program.
For now.
Yeah. Right. I don't think that will be the case.
He's going to transfer.
Yeah, why would Tevin come will back? Be the number two.
He's going to go.
And it's actually, like, look, it's a good situation for Tevin because, look, if you don't want this to happen, but if in a contingency plan, if
right.
Seth got hurt, you know, obviously you're going to have a chance to play and you're going to have a chance to prove yourself. And then, you know, you go from there.
I just think it's huge that if they can keep Seth.
I do, too.
I didn't because, frankly, John, I didn't think it was going to be possible. I thought Seth would have some suitors, some bigger schools, some Texas schools coming after him. And, you know, it's going to be hard to where the point maybe you're back out there, you know, starting another true freshman quarterback next season to that point. But I think it's fantastic for this program in terms of off-season things you can do, being able to bring Seth back and what you've done with him already.
It's a game changer.
It's huge.
It's a game changer because he's
especially in a league where Cincinnati's about to lose everything.
Right.
You know? I mean,
and we know, he put up numbers that no freshman quarterback at Memphis ever has.
Right.
But Peter Parrish. As for him,
my man gonna push him though.
As for Peter Parrish,
Carter gonna push him.
Brother gone.
That is the news for the Memphis. And I think they officially did also announce the Tim Kramsey hire.
Mm-hmm.
OC Tim Kramsey. So, and I heard Jeffrey Wright talk about him because you know I'll be honest, I watch college football, but not anywhere close to the degree that Jeffrey Wright
saw
watches
next
it.
To, I'll be honest, I saw next to no Marshall.
No.
What 16th in the country?
He made it sound like you know, the offensive limitations were not because of Tim Kramsey's, you know, schematic designs. It was about the quarterback play.
Well,
so.
that makes some sense.
Well, he's got a hell of a quarterback here at Memphis to work with. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah,
maybe more than one.
He's really good. He's good.
You could think.
Is he Joe Burrow, John?
Kinda. There's some qualities there, bro. Okay. He's a freshman.
I know.
It's like Joe Burrow's not supposed to be this swaggy as somebody that's only been in the league for 2 years, right?
Just the way you talk about him. That's just.
How would you like me to talk about him?
A little overboard.
I mean, the dude, he had 31 touchdowns last year.
Great option.
8 picks.
Great thing to have back in college
football. True freshman.
Football,
I mean, that's crazy.
He was a freshman All-American.
Unbelievable.
Right? I mean.
Yes.
That man is an All-American.
Yes. What?
It's a no-brainer starter, too.
Can you believe Memphis has an All-American, 25 touchdowns, not 31. In my heart, it was 31.
Yeah.
But can you believe
next week is going to be 41.
Jason, you want to throw him out like I want to throw out Alex
No,
Lomax.
I don't. I cannot believe it. John talks about him like we know the guy's going to be playing on Sundays. Like
you
he's
want Tevin Carter to start this game.
70 yards. No, I don't want him to start. I want him to push Seth Hennigan because I think that's a good thing. But this whole crowning of Seth that John does, he's already put him on the Wall of Fame.
I think you kind of have to
get
him back.
He has put him on the Wall of Fame.
Well, look, he was a freshman All-American. It ain't just me. It ain't just me crowning Seth Hennigan. I mean, can you believe that Memphis? What if I'd have told you
Seth Hennigan is souped up Brady White, and that's good.
I don't even know what
that
means.
It's good in the AAC.
What? He might throw for 50 touchdowns next year. He might.
You're talking about some Tanner Mordecai type stuff or whatever his name was.
What did Tanner do? What did Tanner do?
Probably the 31 touchdowns you trying to give to Hennigan. Probably threw those.
He had to have more than 30.
Think he did, man. At one point, he was leading the country.
Tanner Morgan had 39. Brady White can do that. Brady White will do that next year.
Today.
Brady White will do it next year. Brady White will
write it down.
Not Brady White.
Your homeboy.
Seth Hennigan will have.
You don't know his name.
Because you said souped up Brady White. Mm-hmm. That's why he got me off track.
You got to do it like Ernie does it on the TNT. You got to write Charles Barkley's dumb stuff down. We got to write John's stuff down so we remember it.
Yeah.
39, John? I want you to be right.
Yes.
Because that means good season for the Tigers.
We're going to abandon the run game completely. And the offense is going to
be crazy.
It's going to be Matt Corral-esque.
It's going to be what's our man's name? Jay Ducker all night long. We getting back to the run game.
Yeah, you didn't know his name until three days ago.
Though,
now we're supposed to. He's supposed to be the bell cow.
Because why is Jay Ducker in? Because that brother Brandon Thomas. What is he, Brad?
Do you really?
You're like that brother gone.
Brother's gone.
You wouldn't have gone and got Ducker if you thought Thomas was coming back.
Okay, can we do an exercise? I want to do an exercise. It's going to be the player A, player B exercise, okay? Player A.
Seth Hennigan is player B.
Oh,
Hold on. Player A, 3,322 yards, 25 touchdowns, 8 picks.
Okay, that's Hennigan.
Player B,
uh-huh.
3,300 yards, 20 touchdowns, 5 picks.
Mm.
Yeah, that's not Hennigan because you said 20 and 5. The first one is.
Who is
player B?
Yeah.
What's odd?
First of all, whose numbers do you like better?
It's not Tanner. Of course, A.
Mordecai.
It's not Mordecai. He just said Mordecai threw for 39 touchdowns. Okay. So he's doing something weird here, but it is a name we know. Who is it?
Player B?
Who's the 20 touchdowns?
I bet it's Brady.
Matt Corral.
Oh.
Lord. Look how he does it. You can do anything with
you
numbers.
You can't believe that. You're like, damn.
Well,
Seth Hennigan's numbers were better than Matt Corral.
He was hurt.
Yes.
He was hurt. And a bunch of it was rushing yards for Matt Corral, too.
Yes.
And rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he was also broke up during part of the season. So,
I mean, you'll just find any way to
Matt Corral is going in the first round, John.
Seth Hennigan might. We don't know. Seth Hennigan, 6'3", 200. He might, bro. If he comes back and does what Tanner Mordecai did last year, which to me is entirely possible, freshman to sophomore jump, 100%.
Love it.
Why don't you think Seth Hennigan can come back and break all the records at Memphis? He can, and he probably will if he decides to stick it out. Mm-hmm. He will break every record at Memphis. The dude had 25 touchdowns.
Every career record at Memphis.
Yes.
He will break career records if he sticks around 4 years. He will not break single-season yardage records.
Oh, I think he absolutely will. Oh, absolutely.
For a team that's trying to get back to the run next year?
Man, the dude had 3,300 yards as a true freshman.
I hate this position you put me to make me look like I'm a Seth hater. I am not.
No.
I'm just not ready to crown him.
You're not hating.
Like he's a first-round draft pick.
You're not hating.
Which you have done.
That's not what you're doing. You're not hating.
No, I'm trying to bring it down a level. Good Lord.
You're trying to do with Seth Hennigan what I was trying to do with Ja. Which was
that is totally
steps.
Wrong.
There are steps.
No,
you're trying to put Seth.
I was
in a
right
box.
About Ja being an all-star starter,
and I'm gonna be right about Seth Hennigan.
No, you like he can be. Maybe
Seth Hennigan will have 39 touchdowns through the air at Memphis next year. 100%.
Are you and Mike Miller trying to sign Seth Hennigan or something?
We don't take on.
Y'all gonna represent him?
We don't take on football clients, man. This ain't got nothing to do with that. This is about a true freshman quarterback who had 25 touchdowns. And 8 picks. Unfreaking believable.
Yeah, he was awesome.
I've given you that.
Okay. So you think he's just going to act? That's how he's going to be his whole career? He's not going to improve ever? Dude, this dude is about to be one of the faces of quarterback in college football.
You take him over Will Rogers, Brad, right now today?
Yes. I actually would.
Will Rogers put up 3 points in the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I love Hennigan.
When did Seth Hennigan ever put up 3 points?
You are jumping around. You will say Will Rogers 2 weeks from now. You will change that answer,
but
Brad. For John to win this argument
there are two
and to
different
be done
things.
With it and move on.
There's a little nuance to this question.
You were all over Will Rogers all
year long. Let me talk a little bit here now. He's in a damn offense where he's got receivers running X's and Y's all over the damn. So it's a totally different offense.
Yeah.
It is. That's what he did in high school. Like, Rogers coming to Memphis would not work out like it is at Mississippi State. They need him just to throw the ball in these squares. Like, the Hennigan kid is a pocket pass. Like, the kid can pass.
And he's composed.
Tall.
Great poise, you know? And he did make some plays with his legs last year.
He saved a couple of games for that team, no?
I'm not trying to compare him to Michael Vick, but I think he's got some Marcus Vick in him.
Souped up Brady White.
I think he's really
good.
That's
why he said souped up, because he got a little more athleticism with the feet.
He's not
even close to a Vic. What are you talking about?
Marcus.
Who was the kid? Who was the kid too that your boy Fuente had that ended up at Tennessee? Hendon.
Hendon Hooker.
He ain't that either. He's not like not a guy who can just run it around all of a sudden. Yeah. Yes. By extra time,
he can throw.
Souped up Brady.
I mean, he did. He did rush for 80 times for 147.
He has a better arm than Brady.
Yeah,
he has a better arm than Brady.
What's that per there, John?
What?
What's that per yards per attempt?
No, it was always in a tough. The offensive line really didn't do him any favors. Just a 1.8 average. But see, that's not
said, this guy.
Man said he's Mahomes out here now.
Marcus Vick. He can be. He can be with the mobile.
That's enough.
Mike's brother
in the mobility. Yes.
Yeah. Did he also go to VTech?
I think he went to there or Louisville. I can't remember which one he ended up at.
And too bad Fuente didn't get him.
If he ends up as good as you say he's going to be, then it's over for my man Tevin Carter. He can forget about it.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely. Yeah, he was at Virginia Tech as well. I see a big step for him next year. You know,
I think you see it.
I can.
He's good.
I can feel it. I'm speaking it into. I think he's got a realistic chance with his new OC, Tim Kramsey. Remember that name, Tim Kramsey.
Hard to forget.
Now has him a quarterback, yes.
40 touchdowns.
Might have two quarterbacks.
I mean, there's not. I'm a proponent of that.
Yeah.
If Tevin's up for it,
Oh, believe me. I mean,
let's get you in some packages.
Seth has earned it. There's no question about it.
I mean, like the Raiders had Derek Carr and Mariota. Like, they'd get in the red zone and Mariota would come in and, you know, they probably didn't do it enough.
But sometimes it was a disaster.
Well, they didn't do it enough. But if they would have actually committed to it and him be the red zone QB inside the 10, I think they would have actually had a chance to win on Saturday, right? They didn't go to him. He came in and was a decoy. But, if Tevin's up for it, you're not hating on Seth Hennigan, so I want it for people that are just joining. It's not like Jason is. He's not with me all the way in the sense of he thinks Seth is going to break every single record at Memphis. I do. If he stays at Memphis.
Yeah, you talk about him like you used to talk about Paxton.
Now, in fairness, I have been on Seth since the first game of the season.
Right, which is why you're sticking to this so hard.
Right.
And he was.
I just
it right. He was fantastic.
Right.
You don't need to go overboard. Well, he's got a lot to prove.
I wasn't like, oh, Seth Hennigan's a good quarterback after like the ninth game of the season.
No, you said this dude could be special is what you said. I said, well, hold on then.
Yeah.
You were right. As a freshman, a true freshman, what he gave you that year, last year, was special. There's no question about it. He showed a special poise.
Yes.
Special guy can make a mistake. Stetson Bennett, what he's trying to get over, does in the national championship
100%.
Game, but struggle getting through mistakes.
100%.
This dude's already doing it as a freshman. Don't get me wrong.
He can do
There's
what
some
Stetson
special
Bennett
qualities.
Did. Yeah. Like he can bounce back from a bad play the way Stetson Bennett did.
Already doing it as a
and
freshman.
And he's got more talent.
Which you do not see him doing it as a freshman. So most freshmen doing that.
I mean, I'm bullish on him, man.
But again, a lot of that, and it's again, it's just the way you're raised. You're a coach's son.
Yeah.
And that's the other part of it. He drinks, sleep, football.
Yeah.
Like you love that about your QB.
Now the one thing that I think we do have to wonder about is, okay, how does Memphis replace the losses of Calvin Austin and Sean Dykes? Like where, you know, because those guys caught a lot of touchdowns, a lot of passes. And Calvin was easy to throw a touchdown to because you just hit him in the flat and he's gone, dog. So that will be the next developmental step.
Yeah, but Ivory hadn't gone anywhere.
No, it'll be him
one.
And
that's where you start.
Eddie Lewis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll just
I mean they
guys get, will emerge like always.
Right. They've gotten guys there. They've gotten guys at that spot. So I feel pretty confident about that continuing. The best thing is going to have, you may have a guy that you're comfortable with throwing the ball.
Exactly.
He'll make them. He'll make weapons out of them. I like your guy, Hennigan.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about Tiger football next year in general?
Well, I mean,
I think it's an important year.
It's a very important year.
Probably a crossroads, isn't it, John?
Well, that's kind of my job.
Crossroads, man?
That's why I asked you.
Yeah. 6-6 this year, right? Is that what we landed at?
Yeah, 6-6.
Get back to where you're supposed to – this program's been, right? Getting back to the top of the AAC.
If Seth Hennigan is your quarterback, then I honestly think you should be competing for the AAC title.
Wow.
That's what I believe. I mean, this is a program that's done that.
Certainly be in the top two or three.
I mean, this is a program. I mean, that's not
so
crazy.
This is an 8-win team, at least.
Oh, it has to be.
It has to be 8-win.
Oh, yeah.
This program has changed.
Yeah. I mean, it's 6-6 and 7-5 ain't good enough at Memphis anymore.
Right.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
You look, here's the deal for Ryan Silverfield. He has an obligation to keep this program relevant, right? To keep it on the tongues.
He's trying to go to Big 12.
Exactly.
And six wins does not do that.
No, it does not.
Like what you cannot have happen.
Anymore.
I gotcha.
What you cannot have happen as a program is allow it to just be okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like you have to strive for, and I don't think Ryan Silverfield sets out every day, I want to just be okay today.
He would say the same thing.
Yeah, that's not what he's doing over there. But what you want to have happen and what actually happened, they have to align. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
And so, yeah, I think 8-4, competing for, an AAC title and big-time bowl games, that's the standard at Memphis now, especially when you have returning pieces on both sides of the ball like Memphis has. So, yeah, I think Ryan Silverfield would agree with that.
Houston probably got something back.
They got the Clayton Tune. They got the quarterback back.
They're going to be the favorites, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're going to be the favorites of what Cincy lost.
They will.
I still think, SMU's lost their – Sonny Dykes gone.
Yeah.
Like, that's starting over.
UCF lost their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
you should be right back up there. What we know is that's the thing is six wins around here anymore just doesn't get it done, to John's point.
Yeah,
you
because
stay
you're –
relevant. You don't do that with anything less than 8 wins.
Right. I mean, you're talking about – this is a – Ryan Silverfield was, the assistant head coach when game day came to town. And when they won he knows – how important it is and how vital it is, because you're battling, man. You're fighting every day at Memphis football, not just to win games, but to win hearts and minds in your city, and to keep people's attention. Because guess what? You start getting into November, it's Grizzlies basketball time. It's Tiger basketball time. You're competing for eyeballs and attention and attendance, and you don't win by being 500. You just don't.
And so
the guy Scotty King said Shamar Nash.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I guess he redshirted.
Yeah, okay, the Arkansas okay. transfer,
yeah,
right?
The
okay.
kid, the transfer from Arkansas. Yeah.
I would like for an appreciate SEC that, transfer to actually do something at Memphis.
He's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Most typically do not.
That was when they got him, remember, that was we said that. We said big deal.
Yep.
He'll be in the running next year. 6'1", 180.
Yep.
That helps.
He's an SEC transfer, you know?
Yeah.
Keewon Malone is like the only one that I can think of.
That came and shined.
Yeah. Yeah, from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully he bucks that trend. Anyway, Peter Parris has left the program, not unexpected by any stretch of the imagination there. So thank you for everything, Peter. Good luck. Best of luck to you. Godspeed, young man. We'll come back. Jeff Calkins is going to join us. We will talk to him about Ja Morant, about Tigers basketball program back in action tonight, 6 o'clock on ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Two. Jeff Calkins. Whose time at Memphis will be remembered more, Rasheed Wallace or Peter Parris?
Oh, I got to go Rasheed. I think most people don't know that Peter Parris ever existed.
Damn.
Right?
I hope Peter Parris ain't listening, dog. Damn.
No, but I mean, like, he did, now Peter Parris, in a sense, he did get a start, right? So Peter Parris.
He did earn it.
Unlike Rasheed.
Yeah.
So, but I think we will look back in the same way that we know that Luke Walton was once the, an assistant with the Memphis Tigers. We remember that sort of, you know, chuckling.
Right.
Remember Luke Walton was who the hell was the, you know, whatever, a quarterback who got in randomly 10 years ago. You have no recollection of that. I barely could remember who Peter Parris was when you just asked me the question. So, Rasheed Wallace is...
That
Rasheed
might say
Wallace
more about your faculties than anything else, though.
Oh,
I mean, that's a possibility.
Rasheed Wallace will be remembered more than whoever that person was you just said.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, Peter Parris.
Yeah.
So yeah. Well, I don't know with you. You know. So I did write about Rasheed Wallace, obviously, and I got a little bit of not a lot, but whatever. People saying that, you know, I feed off of the toxic.
Negative.
Yeah, I feed off of the toxic, and that, you know, how can you blame Penny for this with Rasheed Wallace? Where do you come
right
down on the totality of everything with Rasheed Wallace and the basketball program?
Well, I agree that you feed off the toxic, so let's get that
yeah
clear.
You know, it's like the Incredible Hulk over
again
here.
Once again, what people may not understand about journalists and radio hosts is that the best thing that can happen is that your teams crush it. Like, when did you have the highest streaming numbers ever? Well, look back at, like, when Tyler Harris committed to the University of Memphis, you know, whatever. We carried that live. We had 1,200 people streaming at one point. Like, it's the good stuff that drives both readership and listenership. You think right now in Buffalo, and by the way, congratulations, Jason Smith, you had faith in my Bills, even when I did not. Yeah. Like, you don't think they're going nuts right now in Buffalo after that performance? Is it who's, you know, where is there more energy right now? Is it in Buffalo or is it New England? Right? It's in Buffalo because people love, in fact, they love the positive. So that's where I am on that.
Agreed.
On the Rasheed Wallace thing, obviously, there was a lot of sort of national and sort of casual reaction on social media that said, oh, look at that tire fire. Rasheed took one look at that and wanted no part of it. And that's stupid because that's not at all what happened. So, ha, 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 nice, funny joke, but not accurate. If anything, Rasheed Wallace was part of the tire fire. And so then you go back and you say, all right, you get your jokes off about Rasheed Wallace leaving. But the only way that criticism really is merited, if it's criticism, is if you go back and look at the hire in the first place and say it was misguided, right? And I think if you are, and we didn't know at the time what his vaccination status was, but if you go back and look at it and you think, all right, you're pondering whether to hire Rasheed Wallace in the midst of a pandemic, even though at that point it looked like the pandemic was relenting slightly, it is irresponsible to hire an assistant who is an anti-vaxxer. It is irresponsible, and that is a question you should have asked, should have known. And so, yes, it is absolutely at the fault of Penny and the staff that they hired him. And the casual approach to vaccination that went in, obviously, to the hiring of Rasheed Wallace is the same casual approach that ultimately cost him the game against Tennessee, cost him playing that game, and may have cost them the win against Tulane. So, yes, it is 100% fair to say, listen, we all celebrated the Rasheed Wallace hire. That cool, big man, you know, whatever else. But when you look at the particulars of it, it is irresponsible to hire someone not knowing their position on vaccinations. If, for example, Washington State, which, you know, had the head football coach who was an anti-vaxxer, and they ended up letting him go because of it. They didn't, when they hired him, none of this was an issue. You know, 2 years ago or whatever it was when they hired him from Hawaii,
right.
It just wasn't an issue. So you can't blame Washington State for hiring a kook because that level of kookiness, we never even knew it would be an issue. And in the end, they got rid of him. But you can, once we know where we are, you can blame someone for doing that and should. And yes, it is part of the, if you're given the Penny Hardaway era pluses and minuses, you can't help but say it's a minus.
Do you think we would even be here? You know, it was yesterday about this time, I think, when you tweeted out that quote from Jalen Duren. Basically, it said he was good for the short time he was here. And I tell you what a veteran move on your part, by the way. Do you think if Jalen Duren doesn't say that at that point, basically, and lets us all know, well, confirms basically what we've all kind of been saying, that he's not around, that Penny, when he comes up, is still saying, okay, if asked about, he's in health and safety protocols, and we're still at the same point we were beforehand? Like, if Jalen Duren doesn't say that, aren't we still at the same point because Penny's probably going to say he's in health and safety?
Maybe, but I actually think...
No, I think he would have kept going, dog.
He could have kept going, no, Jeff, if you hadn't been
come
so
on,
savvy.
Jeff.
Here's the thing. To go pull back the
somebody
curtain.
Somebody would have asked at some point.
I actually just asked the Jalen Duren thing because he was sitting in front of me and I was wondering what it's like to be coached from afar by Rasheed Wallace.
Savvy.
So that's why I asked that. But subsequent to that, I was nudged to make sure you ask Penny the same question. I mean, we would have anyway, right?
Right.
But so I do wonder if they were planning to say something about
it. They would have gotten out.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think Penny would have volunteered. Hey, just so everybody
knows, he's gone.
Penny
gone.
Didn't know what I had tweeted gone. Out. Penny didn't know what I had tweeted out, or even I don't think what Jalen had said before that. Like, you know, Jalen talks, and he goes off one way, and then
right.
2 minutes later, Penny comes on. I don't actually think there was a discussion about Jalen.
No, I don't. But I do think Jalen let the cat out of the bag, and then so what happened is like you just naturally everybody in that room is going to ask, which is just what you should do. You know, I don't
he
think
Jalen did kind of ask. Jalen did not directly, but indirectly.
Jalen Duren let the cat out of the bag.
Let the cat out of the bag.
But
it was the players that let the cat out of the bag.
Right, which happens all the time. Mm-hmm. Look, we've been sort of joking about this, like, you know, over the last couple weeks, you know, because I heard back.
Right. I don't know how many weeks it was ago that you suggested
right.
to Steve that he asked Penny about Rashid's status.
Yes.
There'd clearly been thoughts about this. And again, like, this isn't a major thing.
No, it's not going to – it's not the difference between whether Memphis wins the American Athletic Conference tournament. It's just another freaking thing, you know?
And it's another – and you just get weary of it. I was thinking today how – so game day, right? And I was thinking about this. I was actually going to talk about it this morning and forgot to.
See, that's what happens, you know.
As I could see, that's the faculty's kicking in again. How do I think about – Memphis games now as I prepare to go down to FedEx Forum and write about it again. And the answer is I think about them with a kind of dread now. Mm. And the reason it's dread, just so people know where I'm coming from, is I do want them to win. I do like writing about wins. Always more fun. And plus, there's honestly nothing to say about losses anymore. What do you say?
Right.
This isn't going well?
Right.
Well, I've already said that.
Yeah.
You know. So I approach these games with a kind of dread now, like, God, it'd be great if they won tonight, but what in the world if they lose, you know?
Yep.
And that's just how conditioned we are, or at least I am. And I do think there's started to be a shift in the fan base. I know some people who say, I'm not going anymore. I've definitely heard some of that. So critical game tonight. They're still favored, which is pretty remarkable. It says, you know, as I heard you guys talking about earlier, it points out the level of talent on this team. The Las Vegas still has them at 6-point favorites, I think.
Yep.
But I always desperately hope they win these damn things. But there's always this fear that something's going to go wrong, and I don't know what it is yet, but we'll see.
Does it surprise you at all, Jeff, with the way that Luka especially has played here lately, that Ja has opened up that lead now that he's got on him for that second guard spot on the Western Conference? Taking it basically from, 220,000 last week to now over 700,000? Pretty nice. Did it surprise you at all?
No, because the voting – this is terrible. The voting is not based on how they're playing. The voting is based on what's on TV and the media and what people are talking about, right? And there's a little lag there. And so, Ja's been playing well. Ja was good last night. Luka's obviously been playing well. But who have you been hearing about
for the
last 10 days on ESPN, Ja or Luka?
Still Ja, even after Luka beat him, to your point.
Ja.
Yep.
Who are they asking today? Let's be honest. Dallas is only 4 games behind Memphis. Dallas is playing well lately. Memphis is on this road trip. During this road trip, they'll play Dallas. They could come back from this road trip, and they could be 2 games ahead of Dallas. And that's it. It could be cut to 2 games. And yet, on ESPN this morning, they're not asking, so will the Mavs win multiple championships with Luka? No. They're asking, will the Grizzlies win multiple championships with Ja? And so the voting, it seems to me, is driven by celebrity. And right now, the hotter celebrity, maybe the hottest celebrity, is Ja.
You're a hot celebrity.
You'll always be hot with us.
Every single time we talk, man. It's always fun.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah. See y'all.
Yep. He is Jeff Calkins.
He's good.
He's very clever with
really good.
Yeah.
Questioning of Jalen during this.
I mean, come on, bro. We're going to sit here and act like, oh, let's just, hey, Jalen, how's it been being coached by Rashid Wallace? I mean, yeah, come on, dog. But you know what? That's how you do it, man. That's the professional way to do it, man. You know, that's years in the
game,
bro.
That's a bet. That's an OG there.
Not everybody can just do that. You know what I'm saying? Take notes, kids.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.